Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences because today and tonight is the eve of the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At the same time, this is the night of Qadr. You know that there are three nights in Ramadan which are known as Layali Qadr, the nights of ordainment. These are the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd. And so today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question and examining a question specifically related to tonight and the nights of ordainment. And that is this: what are the virtues of the night of ordainment in the Hadith and in Islam? First of all, let's kind of look at what exactly this night of ordainment is, really briefly. As you know, that there is one night in the entire year, which is a very special night in which the fate of a person, the following and the subsequent year, is written down. And so what a person does in this night determines, right, his fortune, his misfortune, or his good fortune, both spiritually and worldly, for the subsequent year. And at the same time, it is a night in which a person can ask forgiveness from God for his sins of the previous year, right? Good spiritual opportunity for a person, in which he can ask forgiveness for the mistakes and the faults and the lapses that he might have committed in the previous year. For this reason, we have many ahadiths and narrations which allude to the virtues and the greatness of this night. For example, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever spends his nights awake in worship on the night of Qadr, God Almighty will postpone his punishment until, you know, for his sins that he might have committed the previous year, he'll postpone it for until the following year." Right? So this is very important. It's important for us to, use this very good opportunity and worship Allah, perform acts of worship and ibadat in this night. This is indicated also by the fact that the Holy Prophet himself would, use this night, and he would, perform acts of worship in this night. It's been narrated in a tradition that on this night, the Prophet, he would roll up his bed, his mattress, the mattress he used to sleep on, and he would tighten his girdle for performing worship in these last 10 days of the month of Ramadan in which we're in. It's also been, narrated that when these nights would come, the Prophet would sprinkle water on the face of his family members so they could stay awake and, not be sleepy and perform acts of worship in this night. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of the nights of ordainment according to the Hadith and in Islam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.